worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I gotta tell you, sitting across the microphones from Mickey just sucks the holiday spirit right out of you.
Yeah.
Mickey, you are the living embodiment, the physical manifestation of Bah Humbug, whatever that is.
Or the Grinch.
Whatever humbug is, you're it.
I'm okay with that.
She's the humbug. We finally know.
Instead of just the girl, she's the humbug, Mickey.
I'm not sure if that makes it any better or not.
It's a freak accident, the best podcast you are either just discovering or have been listening to for a long period of time. We are thrilled to have you listening to this episode, though, whether you're new, old, or somewhere in between. I'm Crisco, that of course is Mickey, as previously mentioned, and that right there is Lazy E.
Man, trips to Cincinnati, they just suck the holiday spirit right out of you.
Because your team always loses whenever you make a trip out there.
No, we actually did the averages on like where we are. And my record right now is, if we had to go by like a football schedule, it would be like being 8-8.
So Oh my God.
I'm at 50. So we're good so far.
You're average. Yeah. You're not good. You are absolutely statistically average.
I could be a Browns fan.
No. Nobody is a Browns fan. There are people who go to Browns games, but they are not fans of that team.
They're not fans. They were born into a terrible, terrible tradition.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. They are attendees. They're not, or they're viewers. They're not fans.
It's suffering.
The few of them that there actually are. Our website is afreakaccident.com. Our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Just a short period of time left here for you to take advantage of our Christmas card offer. We will send you a Christmas card in the mail, postpaid, if you just send us an email with your physical address. And we'll include some stickers, too. And maybe a dollop of our saliva. Don't know.
And
I just sent that to Ancestry DNA, so, you know, they have my spit sitting in somebody's lab somewhere.
By the way, in the new year, we have to run down what your history is, if it's really cool.
Oh, if it's cool, yes. If it's totally lame,
no. Oh, no, that's even better.
Agreed, actually, yes. If it's totally lame and stupid and weird, then we have to talk about it, because that would explain me perfectly.
And if you think we're lying about the Christmas card, no, we're actually taking the picture today.
And the only way you're going to see Lazy E's absolutely absurd and ridiculous getup is if you send that email and tell us to send you a Christmas card.
Yeah, believe me, it's going to be worth it.
It may come after Christmas, in which case, happy Russian Christmas.
And if not, then, sorry.
Happy very early next Christmas.
Yeah, we're either going to be after the game or be ahead of the game, whatever.
Right. Yep.
It's going to be a memento.
Yes, sure. And then I find out, Lazy E, because this, of course, is our last new episode of the year. The next time the three of us are around these microphones, and the next time we are in your ear with something new, I should say, because they're still going to be best ofs, it will be 2018. And not only that, it will be the 2-year anniversary of this show. Big deal.
Yeah, really big deal.
Big landmark moment in the history of the show. 2 years, huge event. We are going to do like some recapping and some montaging and some reminiscing and probably throw some barbs out at each other still for those things that we have, those unresolved differences that we just haven't quite worked through yet.
We're going to air our grievances.
That's right. Yes, in a true Festivus fashion. And then I find out, upon her arrival here tonight, Mickey's not going to be there for any of it.
What?
I still have clinicals.
You're going to miss the first week back.
I don't have to. We can do what we did last time. We can find out if a foot is growing out of my head.
I don't really care much about her missing the first week back. What I care about is her missing the 2-year anniversary of the podcast. That is embarrassing.
It's kind of normal.
You're a founding member.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
We kept her that long.
I know. So, yeah, Mickey would rather try to get cancer than be here for the 2-year anniversary of a freak accident.
There is a plus, though.
Yeah, I get paid.
No, well, that's not a plus for us. The plus for us is we can officially say this show is clinical. It is clinical.
That's true.
It is certifiably clinical.
Book it.
Yeah, whatever you want to add after that is your own accord.
You're still going to call in, though?
Yes, I will call in.
You better.
I will be there.
You have to at least...
On the phone.
Right. You have to at least be like present for that first segment when we recap our existence.
I know. This all depends on if I make it back into the trial all over again. Because there's new stipulations.
They might kick you right back out if your blood levels aren't right.
Right.
How can we change your blood levels?
Give me alcohol?
I honestly wonder if this isn't just been a scheme for her to convince us to buy her booze.
But I don't drink, so that would make no sense. Uh-huh.
It's been a long 2-year scam. You drink like a like
that's
a fish.
Right. That's right. You don't drink
fish
alcohol.
Don't drink.
Yes, they do all the time.
Literally constantly. They live underwater. They breathe by drinking.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard that phrase?
Drink yes.
Like a... Okay.
I always forget Mickey doesn't drink, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's because like my brain represses things that I don't like. So just forget that thing about her every single time.
So you never remember Mickey showing up.
Sounds about right.
Every week she's here, it's like meeting her for the first time.
It's like one constant episode
it's
of
a
the
loop.
It's a constant movie of The Notebook over and over.
It's 50 first dates.
Except it's 50 terrible episodes.
I just thought about that. We're 2 this coming year.
It's the terrible 2s. This is really a bad year.
Oh boy, keep us away from Alabama.
Oh. Oh, topical.
I'm glad he lost that freak.
Well, I think he needed to.
Yeah, no. I would have really been disturbed if he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah.
And that's all you're going to hear about it on this show, too. Yeah, we're not going into political discussion on a freak accident.
Where else can you go with that?
Yeah.
It's just there.
Yeah. Hey, maybe don't sexually assault people. That's all that needs to be said. Don't do that thing.
And that's a blanket statement to every celebrity that's been gotten, like the 500 that's happened this year.
That goes out to authors, radio people, you know, who touch Taylor Swift on her butt when they're taking pictures.
Sports stars, Marsha Falk.
That did just happen. Yeah. The guy at the sandwich shop who always tells me to pick up the napkin that he conveniently throws on the ground.
He always tricks you. Always gets you.
Every time he gets me.
Yeah.
He's got a smooth way of talking.
Doesn't sound that smooth, man. Where did he swim?
You'd have to be there. You'd have to be there to see it.
Oh my god.
So,
that doesn't excuse you for saying.
Turn him over and administer a good spanking. I love that. I love that drop. It's a great drop.
Oh my god.
Nothing has defined my existence more than that.
No, not at all.
So yeah, Mickey, I'm eager to see. Here's the question though. If your blood is all wrong, how do they know it isn't the drugs causing the blood to be wrong?
They go, it's not the blood that they're concerned about, it's the neutrophils that they're concerned about. So it goes down to more like microscopic
you
levels.
Can just buy neutrophils in the candy aisle at the grocery store. They're called neutrophil bars. They're delicious.
Ew.
What is a neutrophil? Like, what do they
do?
It's
part of your immune system. So, like, average human is somewhere between, like, 2,500 and 7,500 neutrophils. So when I took the medicine the first time around, I was at 3,000. When I took it, it boosted it up to 28,500 neutrophils.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So I have to come down from that over the 8-week period.
She's high on immunity.
Neutrophil sounds like something like a kid's like juice pack.
That's what I just refer. I
candy
literally made a joke about them being Nutri
grain
bars.
Whatever.
Oh well,
you were not paying attention.
What? Oh well.
So yeah, so that's the important.
He's
part.
Over there on his iPad investing in the stock market. I assume.
Wait a minute. Didn't he say earlier that he hated the iPad and he hated Apple products?
I do. Unless they sponsor this show, then go Apple.
They never will, buddy. I guarantee that.
Well, you got Bad Blood Girl. Maybe she can make it happen.
Bad Blood Girl.
Yeah. BBG.
The worst superhero ever.
Just runs around. Blood! That's all she does, screaming blood.
What was that? That wasn't a drop from this show.
You remember the Blood Kid? Blood! Remember that? The YouTube video?
No.
He just walks around and he has like a cut on his finger. And he, oh no, his baby like sister or brother does. He just walks up to the camera to his parents and goes, "Blood, blood,
blood."
It is hilarious. How did you never see this? It's like 10 years ago.
Stake that kid through the heart.
Oh my god,
he's a vampire.
Blood.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He just sounds evil, doesn't he? A
little bit.
No.
Well, he's probably an evil teen now.
Wow, he's that old already?
Well, 10 years ago.
I don't need to feel guilty about murdering him then.
Well, yeah, you do. Because it's murder.
Yeah, well, I'm saving the human race from the vampire threat, though. So it's okay. What?
That's the evil Crisco. You never know what you're going to hear of yourself.
Play that again. Oh my god, you can actually hear the wind whipping around the hairs in my nose.
I know, it's so scary. Oh,
listen to it. Yeah.
Creepy Crisco.
G-force in my nostrils.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Well, this is the show, everyone.
I mean, hey, listen, if you were expecting something different,
sorry.
I really don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well.
You should have known coming in. Yeah. Oh god, the one ladybug that's still alive, the rest of them froze to death.
They came flying by a dive bomb over my shoulder.
No, there's more than one. What is that? No, it's another one. No, there's definitely more than one. Because another one just landed on E's jacket.
There's a third one up there.
And a fourth.
Well, they're going to join us on the show today.
Are you guys ready to talk about what we're going to talk about before we talk about it?
Ladybugs dive bombing us? Sure.
We've already been there, Mickey. Come on, catch up. This show's moving forward.
Now.
It's Christmas time. And we will be talking about...
Ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
And Christmas time.
Yeah. No, a lot of... A lot of weird things going on at Christmas, and a lot of, well, good Samaritans.
Yeah.
The one story.
Right.
Very
sure.
good.
That one. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I totally read that before we started the show.
The one that
totally
says it,
did.
That literally says it in the title, what they did.
Don't
say it, but that's what they did.
Oh.
It's okay. A really awesome move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows are the people in the... What are they? Would they be service people?
Yes.
Yeah, really stepping up even more than they usually do.
Or hospitality people.
No, not hospitality.
No, just
service as
people.
In police, firemen.
Oh, okay.
Some kid got bullied, and the whole country rallied around him until everyone found out his parents are Republicans, and now everyone hates him again, and it's okay to bully him. We'll get to that story. We'll get to Finish the Lyric, which is back.
Christmas Song Edition.
It only makes sense. It's fitting.
It's a great game.
And movies. We've got the 10 best movies of 2017, according to some guy, and then we've got some Star Wars-related things to talk about since The Last Jedi comes out this week.
Including the most hated character by people... By fans, and spoiler, it's not Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, who is the most hated Star Wars character? You gotta stick around and find out. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz, that sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
He's here. Happiness and cheer.
What are you shaking your head for? It's the Peanuts.
Yeah. Well, technically it's not them who made it, but they're cartoons.
Stop ruining everything!
I mean, yes, cartoons made this song. Because they're real. They're real.
It's Christmas time.
It is. We have our nice
It's not over yet.
Lounge
what
suits
is,
on.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Christmas time is one of my favorite times of the year.
Absolutely.
No.
It's great. It's the only part of winter that's even remotely bearable.
Yeah, that, New Year's Eve.
The moment it's over, though, I'm done. I'm over. Then suddenly everything is just gray and dark and terrible.
But there's snow. What's wrong with snow?
Snow sucks.
I like snow.
It's heavy. It tries to kill me when I drive on it.
Sounds like my ex.
And well, In the Christmas spirit, though, in keeping with it, we've got some Christmas-related news stories and tidbits, and it's like a Christmas-themed news update, kind of, almost.
Yeah, we're going to start it out with a brand new trend.
I was expecting Christmas-themed music. Oh, it kind of is. Oh, yeah. No, not really.
There's a tambourine.
That's not Christmas. That's
well,
like
it's got bells.
That's like Southern gospel music. That's not Christmas.
Well, you can't. You got.
It's not sleigh bells. Do you have sleigh bells?
I was really hoping for
no,
a drop of sleigh bells.
I saw him look down, and I was like, it looked like he knew something, but then
no, I don't.
He forgot it just as fast.
No, I don't have sleigh bells.
There's a new trend. Apparently, it's upside down Christmas trees.
Yeah, this is a big thing on social media.
This article here was saying, though, and this is from KansasCity.com.
Ooh, their official website.
Because when where you live isn't boring enough, KansasCity.com.
Yeah.
So KansasCity.com. This article seems to suggest that this was a trend last year? I do not recall this even remotely.
I think that was one of those trends that was very hipster in the sense that a few people did it.
Okay, so it was popular like in Seattle and that's pretty much it.
Maybe California.
Yeah.
But now it's all over.
So it's just a normal tree but turned upside down.
Yeah, you basically hang it from the ceiling, which seems terribly irresponsible and dangerous.
Yep.
Considering the shape of a Christmas tree, turning it upside down would be like an inverted triangle. Don't people realize that means Illuminati?
Well, there's two different thoughts behind it.
Put the Christ back in Christmas. Do not put the devil leader of the lizard people who run the government back in Christmas.
Well, it's funny. One of the thought processes behind like people who are religious that do it say it is more like Jesus on the cross. And that's why they
Jesus
do it.
Wasn't on the cross on Christmas.
And
he was
not
born.
A Christmas tree.
Well, thanks, Mickey.
And the cross didn't hang from the ceiling upside down.
Hang on, everybody. Let's calm down a second.
Nope.
We just learned Jesus wasn't a Christmas tree. He was not an evergreen. No, he was a person. I never knew this. Wow, thanks, Mickey.
Well, I'm wondering for the rest of the people out there that are hanging their Christmas trees upside down.
The other people thought the lights look more aesthetically pleasing.
And the third reason is for people that own cats.
Oh.
I own cats, and so does Crisco.
Yeah.
I know.
Doesn't it seem like it'd be way easier to, like, walk into the tree, though, if it's hanging precariously from the roof?
Yep.
But the cats knocking it down will not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's stapled to the ceiling.
I don't think they're stapling trees. Tell me how. In what world does that work? Does that work when Jesus is a tree?
This is a real dumb trend.
Man, was he born as a sprout?
You never know.
I don't like this entire conversation. In fact, I don't like it so much. Let's move on from it. Those Christmas lights light up the street. This is actually a nice story. A feel-good holiday yarn, if you will.
Yeah, it's... You know, we always talk about you should be doing good for other people. This is the perfect story for it.
Admittedly, don't firefighters do enough good as it is? They need to continue to do more good. What you guys are just bragging now. You're just showing off about how good you are.
I think this makes the story even better.
I'm embarrassed because I am filth. I don't do a single good thing. These guys do nothing but good. Stop showing off.
Yeah, go, I don't know, drink and do something crazy. Yeah,
you fascists of charity and good cheer.
But seriously, thank you.
Stop ruining Christmas for the rest of us.
Yeah, you're making us all look bad.
Us selfish people have to have things to be happy about, too.
Yeah, no. This was... you want me to just hit the story?
Hit the story!
When firefighters showed up, they knew that Sandra Alvin Hall's husband wouldn't be getting on a roof anytime soon.
Pretty severe leg fracture or a dislocation. We weren't sure which, but it wasn't good.
The lights were still...
Was it like that basketball player whose shot out of his ankle?
No, it wasn't like that. He was hanging Christmas lights. So
and he fell off the roof and broke his leg.
Yeah.
Okay. Hanging off a house. And, you know, it's Christmas. It was a traumatic event for the children, you know, and they don't...
don't, like, hasn't he figured it out yet? You don't hang lights on the house anymore. You just project them with lasers.
So, yeah, what he was saying, though, is that the children, you know, they saw all the lights just hanging there. So
I thought he was going to, the children watched their dad fall off the roof and break his neck.
Well, they might
well, that
have.
Too.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then.
Don't need to come home from the hospital and see everything left the way it was.
We decided that it would be a nice thing to kind of finish up hanging the Christmas lights.
Next thing I know, one of my neighbors is like, look, look, they're putting up the Christmas lights for you. And I turned around and I'm like, oh, my God, that's so sweet of them.
It didn't take long for firefighters to finish stringing these lights. And just taking that little bit of time made a big difference for this family.
So they rescued the guy from being a cripple on the ground. They patched
him
up.
Yeah.
Put him in the gurney, I'm assuming. Or the, right? The
Yeah, that's what it's called.
The thing where they carry you
yep.
around?
Yeah. That thing.
That thing. They put him in that, and then they started hanging his lights up before they took him to the hospital.
No, no. Didn't you hear what he said? They said while the kids were in the hospital with their dad.
Oh, they went back to the house and hung the lights up.
Yeah, and then the family came back to see. That's what they didn't want the kids to see, everything left like that. I mean, that's traumatic to see your
sure.
kid, how your dad.
How
like
embarrassing
that.
Would it have been if while they were hanging up these, like, you know, electrical pieces, they set the house on fire?
Well, they're the right people to be there.
That's right. That's yeah. absolutely right. Nice gesture, though. Well done, gentlemen.
Mother, mother, everybody's happy, got a reason to smile.
How'd you know that I'm about to serve a Christmas dinner country style?
Christmas dinner country style.
Lazy E is dancing. Well, the country in this case is England.
Chip, chip, period.
You know, you can tell it's England, too, not just because this is written in the mirror, which is
well, why was it written on your mirror? That's stupid.
The title of this piece, I'm going to read this, okay, and I'm going to try not to slip into my Cockney accent halfway through.
It's going to happen.
Okay. Yep. Mum sparks outrage, not mom, mum. Mum sparks outrage after revealing she charges her family members 30, I don't know what the hell that is.
Pounds?
30 pounds?
Euros?
No, they're pounds.
She charges her family member $30 to to come round for Christmas dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With jam?
Dude,
jam and jelly?
Why is this written in a British accent? Mum sparks outrage for telling a family to pay money to come round for Christmas.
Cheerio.
Why would you even say come round?
That's how they talk.
That's dumb. Stop it. God, I'm so glad we left you guys.
Come
I
on.
Am so glad that revolution happened.
The kids get paid money to go to Christmas dinner.
No.
So get,
no. She charges family members $30 or euros or pounds or rupees or, you know, gold coins, whatever
yeah,
it is
yeah,
that they,
yeah,
Bitcoin, whatever they have over there now. She charges people 30 to come over for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, but don't
bucks.
Most families do that?
No.
Charity. Goodwill toward men.
Every
that's what Christmas
family that I talk to, somebody chips in money for the person who was cooking dinner.
The money is the gift that you get
yeah.
from your family members.
It's out of their good kindness of their heart. This lady is demanding it. You want to hear what she had to say on a talk show over there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, listen to this.
I charge the adults £30. I don't charge for children. And some families have 4, 5, 6 children.
I'm not even sure those are words. I don't know what she just said. I did not understand a moment of it.
She doesn't charge children.
You know what? That last part I heard, the first part of it just sounded like, oh, mate.
All right, you ready?
House.
Yeah.
And that's because the very first year I opened my house to everybody, Christmas Eve, I got let down by 5 people, putting me out of pocket.
I mean, that is bad.
Excess food. The year after I tried, bring a dish. Comes Christmas Eve, people are like, oh, I forgot to get it. And then Christmas Eve, I'm running around trying to find a bag of prawns.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
She turned into an informer.
What happened there? You Brits. I don't understand you.
But that's crazy. Like, just charge your family.
Charging your family member because she's mad that people like didn't show up and she was like she had extra food.
No, she was mad people showed up and they didn't pay when they said that they were gonna make stuff and all that junk. So that's called being selfish.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
Mickey apparently thinks it's a great idea.
I've heard families that do it. I mean, you get 20 people together, that's a lot of money coming out of pocket.
Don't you think, though, that the person volunteering to host Christmas dinner would be the one who could foot the bill?
You would think.
You don't volunteer for something you can't pay for.
You would think.
You know what you do if you can't afford it? You say, hey, let's have a potluck.
Right.
Right.
Everybody brings something, but that's not what she's doing.
You don't say, hey, everybody come over for Christmas dinner, and then you've got a large man with sunglasses standing outside with his arms folded and a velvet rope until people pay the $30 entry fee, the cover charge.
Yeah, you don't have like a credit card machine outside and like, hey, swipe it, please. Thank you.
Yeah, an ATM in the front yard right next to the Rudolph statue that you've got out there.
I mean, at least she doesn't make the kids, like them pay for the kids. That would be ridiculous. But
she probably just whips them and makes them cook the food. free built-in labor.
Although, she's talking, like, that's kind of crazy to say, oh, I don't make the kid them pay for the kids. But
you just turned cockney. Yeah, oh, I don't take the kids.
They don't make them pay the kids to pay. Well, okay, you don't have to pay for the kids, but they have to pay for themselves, so they're not coming. She gets out of it.
Did she say that somewhere in the marble mouth thing?
She said in the beginning she didn't make the kids pay. Or them pay for
I want to know how many of our listeners have to deal with this over Christmas or Thanksgiving.
What, British people?
No. Paying for dinner.
Oh.
Oh, freaks at afreakaccent.com. Send us an email.
Feel free to share. That was the three Christmas-related stories that we had.
Yeah. Including crazy.
So it's more stressful.
It's more stressful.
But people will say.
Up next, the kid got bullied, and now everybody thinks it's okay for stupid reasons. It's a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
So, question. Of the three of us, I think I know what this answer is going to be, at least for two of us. Who amongst us here at the table on the microphones are victims or have been victims of bullying?
To an extent, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Really? Never?
No.
Never experienced it at all?
I was the one that bounced around all the clicks.
Okay. Lucky you.
Well, I never really dealt with anybody. I just ignored them all.
I was actually bullied pretty bad in grade school.
It's weird. It was verbal. It wasn't physical abuse.
Yeah.
But
it was just as bad, though.
I appreciated it, though, afterwards as I got older, because I got my personality because of that. I got my sarcastic attitude.
Sure. You idiots. Look what you've done.
Yeah, you've created this.
You created a monster.
You deviants. You created this.
Yeah.
You're the reason for me.
Bullying isn't a good thing, though. I mean, I'm always hesitant whenever it's like, we need to stamp out bullying. We're going to end bullying. No, you're not. You're never going to end bullying. It's going to happen. What you need to do is teach kids, one, how to overcome it, how to cope with it, how to deal with it, and two, the kids who see it happening, how to either intervene or help, like, encourage the kid who's the victim of it.
I always say the best ones to do it, if you're a jock in high school right now, you play football, you want to be the one that steps up because you'll make the difference because people listen to you in high school.
Sure. Yeah. So it's a terrible thing when it happens, in any case. It does suck. Nobody's denying that. But then we got this kid who went viral the other day. Keaton Jones is his name. He is from, where exactly is he from, anyway?
Somewhere down south, you could just tell by the accent. I don't know offhand what exact state he's from.
Virginia. Wait, no. Yeah. No?
No. Well, I was going to say that's down south enough.
It would be.
Yeah.
I know he's from the south, and that comes in later in the story.
Yeah.
But we have some audio. There was this video that he did, that his mom recorded of him.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Play some of that audio.
Just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do you find joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? It's not okay.
What do they say to you?
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put ham down my clothes. Threw bread at me.
Is it just you?
Yep.
Or is it other kids, too, that feel that way?
Say it's other kids, too.
I mean, the poor kid. You know, it sucks that he has to go through. Admittedly, he does look like the character from the movie Mask.
But he's grown. I mean, well, he hasn't.
Right, he hasn't fully developed yet. And the one thing I can say that I've seen happen, the kids who always looked the weirdest in, like, grade school and even high school ended up being, like, either very handsome or beautiful later in life.
Sure.
This kid's going to end up looking like Gronkowski one day, and then everybody's going to be left wondering what the heck happened.
And like I said, with, like, personality and, you know, sarcasm, how I got my sarcasm, I find those people end up being the strongest mentally later, yeah, like, in the sense of being able to just look at that and go, whatever.
Well, yeah, because for a good portion of their lives, they had to earn, like, people's almost. They had to, like, earn affection. It wasn't just, like, it wasn't just doled out upon them for no real reason at all.
Well, yeah, they begged for it so long that
when it comes, it means something.
And they hold on to their friends tightly, the ones that stood by them. And then they realize, I'm not begging anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
And he'll get there.
Oh, sure he will. Yeah. He'll overcome all this shit. Dude, I looked like a little friggin' troll in high school and in grade school. I still do now. I never developed. Yeah. You could be me, kid. You've at least got something going for yourself, probably.
Yeah.
I've always been terrible, and I will continue to be terrible. So, there. But you're not Crisco. One in the win call.
But look at this, Keaton. We are putting this out for everybody to see. See? You turn into you don't care. You just don't care anymore.
I hesitate to say turning into us is something to aspire to.
I didn't say us. I'm just saying what you could do, but better.
Well, that's, yeah, low bar.
Yeah,
ah, there you go. Good. See? Set expectations low and you'll never be disappointed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Model my life.
Wonderful.
Welcome to a freak accident.
So anyway, the video goes on in that fashion. You know, he talks about what happened to him, you know, and he tears up. And it really is. It's heart jerking.
It tore me apart.
You feel terrible for the kid. And that's why you felt it was cool to see all of these different athletes and celebrities you know, all these different people come forward and say and encourage him and say, listen, like, you know, it sucks right now. You know,
things get better later.
Things are awkward and weird. It does get better. Those doofuses who give you a hard time will probably end up, you know,
A doofus later in life.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you know, stocking shelves or something in the back alleyway of some crackhead's house.
Yeah.
That's going to be their life pretty much.
Or they're the ones that wear the Letterman jackets and their only stories are about that touchdown they scored in Polk High.
The people who the best time of their lives was high school.
Ugh.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, especially, yeah, if you're in college, okay, maybe you could still say that, but you're 40 years old, man.
The best time of your life was high school?
Yeah, you had a whole other life after that.
Yeah, man, the rest of your life must have been pretty frigging terrible then, because I remember high school being pretty awful.
Oh, I did not like it. I liked my friends.
Sucked.
But that's about it.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But anyway, so all these people came out, and encouraging. Athletes are like, oh, you could come to this game.
Dana White invited him to the UFC to go watch it.
Right, Chris Evans was like, hey, you're coming to the Avengers premiere. And, like, it was all this cool stuff was happening to him. It's like, yay, all right, go kid. You know, you good.
Hashtag Keaton.
Right. So, and then, of course, everybody found out that his parents are right-wing Republicans and or Confederates, because a picture came out of his mom with the kids and there's a Confederate flag in the background. So immediately it suddenly became okay to bully him again because of his parents' political stance.
Because everybody's wondering now if they called said child who poured milk on his head a name that he shouldn't have.
Why would they even come to that conclusion that that's what happened?
No idea.
What evidence is there that even happened?
Sure.
No, there's others. I thought there was other stuff besides that picture. Like, there was videos and other.
There was a pile. There was, like, a litany of things, like, on her Facebook
page. Okay, yeah, like, they were against Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national anthem. They were against that. Oh, well, I guess that means that this kid definitely, you know, is exempt from the whole bullying is bad thing. It's okay to go after him.
I think it's awful that they're putting the parents' problems on him. Maybe the parents are terrible people.
We don't even know that,
no,
though.
No,
you know nothing about these people.
That's what the word maybe means.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so foolish that people are even making these claims. You know nothing. You have a few pictures and a couple of Facebook posts that were politically charged, and immediately you're assuming that this kid and or his family deserve everything they get.
No, I don't think that, but I certainly think
I'm not saying you.
Right,
I mean,
I know people in general.
One believes such things.
Right, but I do think there are three sides to every story, so you should not take things at face value.
I believe three lefts make a right. So, in your face.
Ooh, ouch. Now, even if the parents are racist, it doesn't mean the kid's racist.
Leave him alone.
Although,
just leave him alone. In fact, leave everybody alone. Stay home, stay off the internet, shut your mouths.
Can I say something?
Drink the Drano. Drink it.
I'm not drinking their Kool-Aid, not the Drano, but not drinking their Kool-Aid on believing this. I want to believe. I don't want to believe he's bullied. I mean, that's horrible. But I want
to
believe his
story. Here comes Lefty Lazy to ruin everyone's time.
Okay, there's a lot of people saying the video was kind of staged.
Okay.
And kind of scripted.
Well, it was kind of weird in that sense. I can give you that. But
the end of the video is what made me go, here's what it says.
But it'll probably get better one day.
The kid's very obviously crying.
Yeah.
Like,
I hope. I mean, I really, really want this to be real, and I still side that it's real.
I think it's probably a stunt on behalf of his mom to try and gain attention, you know what
it
I mean?
Absolutely, she posted it.
Or if it could be a situation where, like, you know, the school isn't doing anything, which happens, so she's thinking, like, if I get this out there, maybe somebody will take action. It was definitely staged on her part, but I think the kid is definitely being genuine and honest.
I'm okay if the mother staged it to get a change. I will be very angry if it comes out she did it so she get all these perks from celebrities.
The kid isn't even real. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be... Oh, my God.
He's a stunt person on The Walking Dead, and they just brought him in to do this.
Please, God, don't let that happen while we're on vacation. Wait until afterwards. We can't have that happen and not be... I will come in here, and we'll shoot a video if that happens, because...
Facebook Live.
Yeah, we have to.
Facebook Live is just Lazy E in the car on his way to his parents' house Christmas morning. Oh, my God!
Can we be crying to the world that we got lied to?
We will. Absolutely. I'll tape Crisco. He'll sit in my car.
Well, maybe it'll get better one day.
But I'm just hoping it was genuine. And if it is, I feel really bad for him because been through it.
Keaton, seriously, hang in there, man. It will get better. Believe me, it always does. Up next, finish the lyric. So in the case of this episode, it is not getting better. No. It is getting worse.
It's so much fun, though.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Live from A Freak Accident Studios, it's everybody's favorite game show, Finish the Lyric. And now your host, Lazy Mickey.
Yes, a fan favorite has come back for the holidays. Think of it as a gift from us. Really simple to play, too. I'll play you a part of the song, and then you have to finish the lyric. All right.
Amazing.
That wasn't your turn. Not yet.
That was my gift to you, Lazy Mickey.
Now, even if you're not good at remembering the lyrics, you'll certainly do better than our in-studio contestants, starting with someone who's like Amazon Prime. They promise to deliver those stickers to our listeners, but always ends up months late. Talking about Crisco.
Hey! That is true.
Yeah.
I cannot even argue that
at
all.
No, not at all. No. You're going to send that before the new year.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah. And if this girl was part of the three wise men, Jesus would have received gold, frankincense, myrrh, and a judgmental glare. Say hello to Mickey.
Sounds about right.
For a split second, I thought he was going to say gold, frankincense, and meh.
That would have been good. That actually would have been good. We'll fix that in post.
All right.
Just edit your voice into mine. We'll be good. Oh, man. Now, before we get to the game, we got to give you a reason to play. And that's why the winner of this edition of Finish the Lyric will receive these two turtle doves we've kept in the box over... Oh. Oh, my God. Did anybody
feed these?
Well, you'll at least receive 2 turtle doves by Ted's Taxidermy. They stuff them just right.
Oh, they're basically just pigeons, so just check the Walmart parking lot.
Or as Lazy E's girlfriend, fiance says, proofreader, they're city rats.
Right. I like the demotion and then re-promotion she got mid-sentence there.
I'm not that close to Lazy E. I'm Lazy Mickey.
All right.
Mom is distant fifth cousin twice removed and put back in.
From Ireland.
Yes. Yes. You are right. We had a special celebrity flip the coin in the back. The beautiful Missy Elliott. It was heads, but then she flipped it and reversed it to tails. So Mickey will be going first.
Joy.
Yeah, that was pretty good, huh? You like that? Missy Elliott. Buy her new CD whenever it comes out. Never will. Now, Mickey, I know all you want for Christmas is isolation,
yes.
But all Mariah Carey wants is you.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, no, that is... you're close.
Oh, well.
Crisco.
Go ahead, play it again.
I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Yeah.
Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Hit the high note.
Ow.
You're welcome.
No.
You hit the high note that made us all go low. Oh, my God. Oh.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm now deaf.
Well, that was Crisco. And Crisco, I know, besides singing, I know as a young lad, you always wanted to play the drums, which makes this so fitting that you have to finish the lyric to Little Drummer Boy by Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth.
Peace on earth. Yes, he did it.
Can it be? This is a great song.
I wish he would stop singing.
My favorite verse of that song. All right.
His singing makes us go into mourning. And Mickey is so boring. All right, okay.
Standing ovation. Amazing.
Okay, if we had to compare Mickey's enthusiasm to something, it would have to be to this lovely Christmas tune that you need to finish the lyric to.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Finish the lyric, Mickey!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Not even remotely close.
I have no idea.
Crisco,
I actually have no idea.
Good!
I have never heard
Good.
That song before.
Oh, you did. Because once you hear what the rest of the lyric is, you're going to sing right along.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh.
Small and brown, he comes from you.
On the toilet, here he comes.
Squeezing tween your festive buns.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh. Yes, it's finished the lyric.
Junior high. Hello there.
Playing with turds a lot?
More than is probably...
What?
Socially acceptable. Anyway, well, let's continue.
Well, let's take a little break from the show because our show is sponsored. And the sponsor for today's Finish the Lyric is sandwiches. Give that slice of ham a buddy with lettuce, tomato, or onion with a sandwich. That's right, sandwiches. Making bread the yeast of your problems. Sandwiches, the only club you need to belong to.
I
love being here. This is great.
Is it over yet?
You love it. You love it. You know it.
Can I go join the turtle doves?
Well, we're good for one good joke from Mickey a year. We just got it. 2017
right,
people.
Just in time for the end. All right.
All right, Chris, go.
Way to get it into the wire.
You need to stop talking. Okay, right, no, it's not your turn. Okay, right. All right, Chris, go. Stop clearing your damn throat. Crisco, and I totally go by the sentiment. A lot of people have called you an ass before. So this song should be right up your alley from Lou Monte.
When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing.
Hee haw, hee haw, it's Dominic the donkey.
Jingity jing. Hee haw,
hee haw. The Italian Christmas donkey.
The Italian Christmas donkey.
La 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 la.
I hate this song! I hate it! I hate it! Turn it off! Turn it off right now! Turn it! No, kill it! I hate it! Get it off my get it off my sound! I hate it!
It's off.
Off my recording.
It's off. It's off.
It's off. It's
off. I will pull the plug on this whole operation.
It's off. It's off. Okay? We got to continue the game. Crisco got it right.
La 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 la.
I hate that and the stupid hippopotamus song too.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Oh, I'm just more surprised Mickey like looked at me with like, what is this song?
No idea.
How did you never hear that?
Because I'm smart.
Fair enough.
Please. Great. Great.
No.
And we'll go to the smart one for the last one. Final song. And it's a classic. One of the most iconic tunes from a band only second to the Beatles. Some would argue better. Mickey, could you finish the lyrics to this Christmas song from NSYNC?
Oh, God.
The kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of year for the family. Merry Christmas. Hey, yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Seriously, never heard that song before.
That is not the lyric.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Come on.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Woo! Yeah. It's a great song.
Are we done?
Don't be embarrassed by how badly I'm beating you.
Well, you can take it. Go for it.
Doing it.
Are you guys done?
Maybe.
You guys done? Well, that's the end of the show.
What? It's over already?
Yeah.
Yay!
I cleaned up.
Merry Christmas to me.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Why don't we have webcams in here?
I know. So do you want to know who wins the final game show of 2017?
Yeah.
The final finish the lyric of 2017?
Yeah.
The turtle does.
We are just going to give it to Mickey because she hates it.
That's all, folks.
In your face.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Very cool. So we've got a movie segment here. I'm not really reviewing anything. I'm going to kind of talk up Star Wars a little bit.
We'll do that in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up this week. And we're not going to be able to review it because we'll be on break.
By the time we get back.
Disney, that's your own fault.
Yeah, you didn't think about us.
Right. Yourselves. You need the endorsement of a freak accident. But, you know, when this fails at the box office, you're going to have nobody to blame but your own executives for making terrible decisions.
And I'm just giving them an idea. They want to release another movie around this time? I'll give you a freak accident guarantee. You get us to one of the premieres with all the celebrities and red carpet, we will not take a break.
Sure.
Fly us to L.A. Get us all the interviews.
Right, yeah. I'm sure Kathleen Kennedy will jump right on that. All right. So anyway, we've also got this little nugget from Vulture.com. The 10 best movies of 2017.
Vulture.
That was like, why is it a cat? Oh, okay. So I don't know whose opinion, if this is somebody's opinion or if this was like based off of something, but whatever. They compiled a list of the 10 movies that they're saying is the best. Number 10 is Phantom Thread. I have never heard of it.
Nope. I watched the trailer for it. It's this guy who sews, obviously, the thread part.
It's Paul Thomas Anderson.
Sure.
Directing.
Sure.
PTA. but he, this girl falls in love with him, but apparently he's not the person. Like, it's an evil person, from what I gather, or he's weird. Hmm.
Well, yeah, he sews. That would make him kind of weird.
Yeah, any guy that sews, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Unless you're just a farm boy, that's not good.
Number 9 is BPM, which is a French AIDS crisis drama.
Blood pressure monitor?
Yeah. Beats per minute.
Sure.
Actually. Which, that's a audio thing.
Well, it's also your heart.
Right. That's true, too.
That just hit you.
It did, actually. I only ever think of it like in terms of audio production, because BPM is like a big thing for audiophiles.
Oh, yeah. But that just doesn't seem like the right movie to be seen ever.
Yeah, never heard of it
AIDS.
Up until right now.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go out for a good night at the movies.
Oh, yeah, an AIDS crisis. Just stop having sex with each other. No AIDS. Done. I just cured your problem, France.
Or save money. How about just watch a movie about the 80s and 90s?
There you go.
Number
8, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which I find shocking that it's on this list because I heard this movie sucks.
Yeah, this was on the one list we did. I think it's its stupidest quotes.
Mate, was it?
I think this one was on it because I remember this name.
From what I understand, this movie was much like Avatar in the sense that the story and characters were awful. But it was real nice to look at. Like, visually amazing.
Oh, I know exactly what this movie is. I saw the previews. It does. It looks like if you saw it in an IMAX, your mind would be blown.
Yes, but then you would need to, because otherwise you'd be incredibly distracted by the fact that the actors can't act, the screenwriters couldn't screenwrite, the editors can't edit, and the director can't direct.
Great movie for the deaf.
Right. The deaf and like, the the people, what is that thing where you fall asleep randomly?
Insomnia?
No, that's where you can't sleep.
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy, yeah. Narcoleptics, yeah, because you could sleep through all the boring bars. Yeah. Of which apparently there are many. Mm-hmm. 7, Nowhere to Hide. Never heard of that either.
Well, it hid pretty well. Is there a quick little synopsis up top?
Don't care. 6 is Marjorie Prime. No idea.
Is that the mother of Optimus? Well, it's good old Marjorie.
5 is Faces Places. Never heard of that either. 4 is Get Out. This I have heard of, and I've actually heard it's spectacular.
That's that terrifying movie, right?
It is.
Did I just watch this? I may have just watched this movie.
It's like the black guy. He goes to visit his white girlfriend's family, and they're all insane.
A very cool movie. Actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Ringing endorsement from Mickey.
I know. She never sees movies. That should be a number one on your list now.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. Of course, it was directed by Jordan Peele, who was Peele from Key and Peele.
How can he make that type of movie?
He did a good job.
It turns out he is an incredible director.
Is it terrifying?
Thought process wise and what's going on in the movie, yes. Once you figure out what's going on. Yeah.
So it's thought provoking,
yes.
Psychological thriller kind of thing. Okay.
I love those movies.
Alright. Lady Bird, number 3.
I've heard of that somewhere. Is that about a political figure of some sort?
I don't know. Yes. No. I don't know. Sacramento High School Senior.
Crisco, gas, come on.
Number 2, Call Me By Your Name, no idea. And number 1, The Florida Project, no idea. Who made this list?
No idea.
These are the same people that picked the winner of the Oscars.
Right.
That, you know, the best movies of the year. I don't know.
I've never heard of most of the movies in the Oscars. Never heard of those. There's got to be a better list.
No. This is what you get.
I mean...
Just enjoy it.
What about Logan? You know what I mean? What about Wonder Woman? Where's that at? Baby Driver. I didn't see that, but a couple people I know whose opinions I respect really loved it.
What about any Marvel movie that came out compared to those?
Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Dunkirk, which actually I heard is like a modern masterpiece, John Wick 2. I don't know. Literally anything besides what was on this list.
They get a point because Mickey saw a movie on it. That might be the greatest list of all time.
Fair enough.
If Mickey saw it, it's like the best movie ever. It's right up there with Groundhog's Day. That's the last movie you saw.
We got more important things to talk about. Bring up, play the music! Play it! Yeah! Okay, so...
This should be the best movie of the year.
Well, I guess we'll find out in short order. Early reviews for Star Wars The Last Jedi have been coming out, and I've seen a trend.
Yeah.
Most of them are saying it is, a good portion of them, I should say, are saying it is either the best since Empire, as good as Empire, or the best Star Wars movie so far.
I've heard the one I did read, like, in depth, without going into spoiler, because I didn't want to get spoiled.
Right.
But they said it was, like, the pinnacle of Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I've seen that sentiment, but... For me, it's kind of like, now pump your brakes, all right? Because Empire Strikes Back is not just the best Star Wars movie. It is one of the best movies of all time.
Agreed, but this makes me... Now, mind you, if you're listening to this, I mean, even on the day we come out, we have not seen this movie, so we could be completely wrong, completely right, whatever, we don't know. This leads me to believe... They actually swerve past their regular paint-by-color Star Wars movie.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I've seen a couple people seem who were at early screenings say that people are nerds specifically. So, yeah, in other words, the fan base are either going to love it or hate it. It's going to be divisive, is what they were saying. So it's kind of like, I wonder what gives them that impression. I'm curious. I'm really curious. I mean, I'm going to see... You're going to see it Thursday, Lazy yeah. He is. I'm going to see it over the weekend. So, I don't know. You're not going to get our reaction on the show because we're not reviewing it 3 weeks after it comes out.
Oh, no. We might touch upon it when we first come back, but, I mean, it's going to be very brief.
Right.
Mickey?
I'm not going to see it till it comes out on Netflix.
So, never. You're never going to see it.
Pretty much.
All right. Fair enough. So, yeah, the reviews are positive. I mean, that's definitely overwhelmingly positive, which is good.
Give me a prediction you have for the movie. No spoilers. We don't know anything. These are just pure predictions. It's almost like an implausible prognostication.
Like this is like a guess, a random guess?
Yeah, why not? Wait, hang on.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication!
Wow.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication!
It's been a while, alright, but,
You want me to give mine?
Luke dies. Prognostication.
Ooh. Prognostication!
I think he goes bad and he's the bad guy in the next couple movies.
Prognostication!
You mean Luke?
Yeah.
That'd be too interesting. That's never gonna happen.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Implausible prognostication. Come on.
I like how you didn't even include Mickey. He's not even looking in her direction. He's just...
You want to do it? No, hey. No. She's gonna do something snarky. It's gonna make us mad.
Yes. It's time for a freak accident implausible prognostication.
Shut up, you wanted
it. It's time for a freak accident implausible prognostication.
Listen, you can't say stuff like that with the climate in Hollywood and entertainment with sexual harassment and things like that. Shut up, you wanted it is not something you say.
Okay. Shut up, you wanted the bed. The music bed.
The
oh,
bed.
The bed.
Just making it worse.
Prognostication. Murderer will drag me to the movie theater without my knowledge.
Oh, without your knowledge? He's gonna drug climate? You and you're gonna wake up.
Drag.
Same
and
difference.
That was a freak accident. Implausible prognostication.
Terrific. Anyway, this led to, you know, looking at Star Wars things. It led to this. Some statistics on Star Wars. Who is everyone's favorite character, do you think? From all of Star Wars.
Favorite I want to say it's probably Luke.
Luke?
It probably is. Maybe leaning on Yoda.
C-3PO?
He could be it. He honestly might be it.
Okay. It is actually Princess Leia. Princess Leia.
Boobs always win.
No. Or the timing of it. She just died.
Luke is a close second, followed by Chewbacca, Yoda, and R2-D2, and then Han Solo. R2-D2, who speaks in beep boops, is somehow higher on this list than Han Solo.
You see,
and Chewbacca.
No, under Chewbacca.
No, but
Chewbacca,
I mean, Chewbacca was over Han Solo.
Yeah,
as well.
Chewbacca goes...
If you asked that in the 80s, Han Solo would have won hands down.
Sure.
He was just the coolest person in the room.
Least favorite character. You would immediately think Jar Jar Binks. No.
Excuse me.
No. Least favorite, actually, is Supreme Leader Snoke.
Boom.
Who we know nothing about, so how can you even make a determination one way or another?
Yeah, who is that?
Wedge is third from the bottom. Wedge had 5 combined minutes of screen time over 3 movies, and you only ever saw him in the cockpit.
Yeah.
What made him so terrible? I at least get why Jar Jar wouldn't be at the bottom, because some dumb kid somewhere who doesn't know how to read a book probably thinks he's funny and voted yes.
Oh, no!
Right, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Don't ever play that again. You do it. No. You cut off. I have the final power here. You can keep pressing buttons if you want. I've got it turned off at the source.
Fine, then we can't play the rest of the stuff. That's
I don't
fine.
Give a crap.
Fine. I'm not hitting it now. It's not on. There's no charge.
Did you see that way he just looked? Kind of. He just like he looked with his eyes.
No. Oh yeah. What was I going to look with? My nose? Jar Jar's...
Knew it was a mistake.
What was that noise it made?
Knew it was a mistake.
Misa Jar Jar Binks!
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
I'll just do it. I don't care.
I'm going to tear your beard out and cover your eyes with it.
God, you were going to eat it last week. Oh, I don't care. That was worth it. Oh, no, really. We need that audio, though.
What was it?
Come on, that was perfect timing. Come on.
What other audio is there? Is there really more audio?
Yes.
Don't lie.
I won't.
Play the real thing, or I'm going to slap that out of your head.
Take your hand away from the board.
Play it. What is it? What is the special audio?
Word.
It was worth it.
This year could not end on a more terrible note.
No. But
Trump is president, and now all of this. 2017 has been awful. You do not know. You do not do it.
Come on.
You are cut off.
Come on. No. Yeah, we'll just keep doing impressions.
There, now it's actually unplugged. I unplugged it. You're done.
Well, we can't play the end of the show then. Great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Misa, not happy.
Don't care.
I'll just say all the ones I had.
Thank you.
No, not really, no.
Thank you for listening to A Freak Accident. It's been a pleasure having you here. This episode, stop ruining this. Stop it. We got to end good.
Excuse me?
We got to end good. Are you going to stop?
Maybe. Hi.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you've been listening all year, thank you for having listened all year. It's really been a blast.
No, it has been.
And we can't wait to kick off 2018. We've got some different things planned. We're kind of going to try and start like the show reinvigorated a little bit in the new year, I guess you can say. So look forward to some new stuff, some different things going on with the show coming up in 2018. I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, no, because also we don't want to overpromise.
Also, I don't want to give away that I have absolutely no plan, and I'm just talking it up because I want you to come back. No, but seriously, come back. It'll be great. We got the 2 best ofs to carry us through the next 2 weeks of the year, and so make sure that you are listening to those. It's a good chance to get caught.
Lazy.
Now, I plugged it back in so you could be mature and play your thing to end the show.
Suffer. Zephyr.
Probably the best drop all year.
All right, so...
Crisco's just sitting there going...
We're just going out crazy right now.
Best ofs for 2 weeks. We'll see you in the new year. Head to the website of freakaccident.com. The email is freaks at freakaccident.com. Leave us your physical mailing address. You'll get a Christmas card at the website of freakaccident.com.
That's what he just said.
All right, at the website of freakaccident.com.
I'm going to need it for the last.
At the website of freakaccident.com, click connect on the menu bar, and you'll find links to our social media pages. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You'll get us automatically delivered to you each week. Leave us a good review to help us climb the charts. We're also available on Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. That does it. We'll see you soon. I'm so sorry about everything for a freak accident. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy Holiday. Happy New Year. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
Ooh, that some things in life are a given!
Until there's a freak accident.
I
hate my life.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.